A picture is worth 1,000 words. This is the motto of this exhibition, showcasing hundreds of photos taken by journalists during Israel's onslaught against Gaza during the winter of 2008-2009. The remains of the bombs dropped on the Strip during the three-week war are also on display. Talented artists have also pitched in by using materials like styrofoam to create these warplanes, tanks and gunboats, which were part of the Israeli war machine.
I made these models to show my feelings towards the war machine that attacked Gaza. We have seen these warplanes and tanks attack Gaza, terrorize civilians and leave wounds that will never heal.
Through holding such exhibitions, organizers say they want to remind the whole world about war-torn Gaza, which has been under a crippling siege for over 3 years. A model of the Mavi Marmara, the Turkish aid ship, that was attacked by Israeli commandos is also on view. That attack on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla in late May claimed the lives of 9 activists and left more than 50 others wounded.
The international community is turning a blind eye to the suffering of our people, so we wanted to help them see these photos that show the extent of brutality committed against our people in Gaza.
The exhibition was opened 3 days after the second anniversary of the war, which left hundreds of Palestinians dead. Tel Aviv's stated goal in starting the war was to stop rocket fire from the coastal strip. Later on, the high number of civilian casualties led some critics to accuse Israel of committing a massacre. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.